Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. It is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. I'm so excited to be with you yet another Saturday. We haven't been doing the show for a few months, and I'm so excited to be back up and running that I can share testimonies of faith, victorious testimonies of faith with the audience. I thank you so much for joining us on today, and you are in for a treat. You're in for a treat. Today's show is with overcomer Dawn Howard and author Kelly Cole, and Dawn's going to talk about how she overcame many obstacles in her life and what she's doing now, and you can be involved in as well. My author spotlight is friend to the show, Kelly Cole. He just released a new book, and it's called Get Locked In, and that describes the essential components everyone needs to lock into their vision and accomplish goals. So we're going to ask him a few questions about how we can do the same thing. You know, if you're a guest of the show, thank you, thank you. If you're a first-timer, thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening to us. If you are an old friend, thank you so much for coming back and joining us, sharing the show, and encouraging others to listen to the show. You know, we don't do the show for ourselves. We do it so God can get the glory out of the stories, the victorious testimonies of individuals just like you. You know, so many people are suffering in secret. So many people feel like they're all alone. And if we can share our stories with them, they won't feel like, hey, I'm not the only one. They won't feel like they're alone. They won't feel like they're by themselves. They will say, hey, if Dawn went through it and came out, I can too. If Kelly Cole was able to do the things that he did, I can too. So that's what it's about. That's exactly what it's about. If you're on social media, we want you to join us. It's at Breathe Again on Twitter. I am at Nicole C. Online. You can find us on Facebook at Breathe Again Magazine. And you can also find us on Instagram, Nicole C. Online, either Breathe Again Magazine or at Nicole C. Online. I'd love to connect with you online. So you guys that know about the show, you know how we flow. We're going to go into our prayer, and then after the prayer, we'll go right into our first segment with overcomer Dawn Howard. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good, I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen, amen. That's Darling Check in Israel, a new breed. Love, love, love that prayer because it is my prayer. I don't want my life to just look good. I want it to be good. And every day we get to wake up, I want to live my life as a thank you because he didn't have to do it, but he did. So let's go right into the show. My first guest is Overcomer Dawn Howard. Now, childhood molestation, domestic violence, and sexual assault took Dawn down a lonely road. For years, she suffered with low self-esteem. Learning who God was and having a personal relationship with him changed everything about her life. Today, Dawn is a spoken word artist, playwright, and motivational speaker. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. You're so very welcome. Now, I will say that I met Dawn when I had to speak in Richmond at Agape International Ministries for their 100 Women in Red service. And Dawn took her ministry and she performed. I hate to say perform with ministry because it is ministry, but she did her one-woman act. And it was so inspirational to me that I went to her and I said, you got to come on my show because I have to share what you do. But before we get into that, Dawn, talk a little bit about your background. I said a little bit about who you were bio-wise, but how would you describe Dawn?
I'm just a child of God trying to walk in the path of his purpose for me. It took me so long get to that place of understanding who I was in Christ, and now really that's the only way I can see myself is through his eyes.
Amen, amen. Talk a little bit about what you've gone through and what age were you when it started?
My arm, and I was trying to be like Superman and I jumped off the theater, and, you know, it was the very first time I remember feeling pain. And then when I was 5, it was the first time I can remember in my mind of my dad hitting my mom. And that was when I started seeing what love looked like. And at 7, I was molested by a man at church. Well, I considered him a man, but he was a teenager. Mm-hmm. But when I was 7, you know, you only think of older people as older people. And so I didn't like to church too much after that because here I was in a space that I thought I'd be protected, and I wasn't. When I was 14, my mom decided to finally leave my dad, and there was an incident that I got caught in the crosshairs, and, you know, I started to believe that who would love me if even my dad didn't. And then when I was 16, with my dad out of my life at the moment for the last 2 years, I really grabbed onto any type of love that I could find. And so I had a boyfriend back then, and when we broke up, it broke me. And so I tried to kill myself right at school. And I remember going to the locker after we broke up and seeing this teddy bear that I had given him, and it was, you know, ripped all to pieces, and it just ripped me to love. So I took I took every bit of medication I could that was in my purse, and, you know, so the ambulance came and took me to the hospital. And I still was teen. I was still trying to grab on to love, and I ended up with a man who was much older than me. And he kicked me, slapped me, beat me up, and this is what he said, I love you. When he apologized to me anytime that happened, and it wasn't until he actually got another girl pregnant that I finally decided this man could not love me. And I left at that time, and it was very dangerous. He followed me around, off my windshield. He, you know, put a knife in my throat. We went to court. Back then, there were no laws protecting people for dating. And so I really had no protection as far as the courts were concerned. All they could do was tell him to stay away from me, and even that he continued to come after me. He ran me off the road one night, and I remember coming home after the police had come, and my mom asked me, do you want to live or do you want to go to school? Because I was about to go to Chapel Hill. And he knew my dorm room. He knew everything about it. So I kind of just disappeared that night. And at 19, that was an incredible decision to have to make. When I was 24, I was emotionally abused by someone else. And finally, during that period of time, afterwards, between the second attempt on my life when I was 33, I was still looking for love. And it wasn't until I finally understood that there was only one person who could fill this hole that I had in my heart, and that was God. And when I started applying His word to my life, when I realized that I could have a relationship with Him, and He wasn't just God that was so far away that I couldn't touch Him, that He didn't care about every little detail of my life. When I started to understand that I could, all the pain that I have felt all of my life as redemptive suffering, just like Christ, and I could basically use this pain, and it wasn't for nothing anymore, and I could use it to set other people free by letting them know about my testimony, letting them know that God still allows man His strength, that He was with me there through all of it, and every bit of pain, every moment of disappointment, getting that, that was just like the most amazing breakthrough. And He would use the things that I already had. I was already doing poetry. I was already doing drama. And now I was turning back over that just gave me. I was honoring Him by using His words and trying to help someone else, instead of just it being some emotional relief for me. So that's kind of like how I got to where I am now.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Dawn, you are a different person today. You're a spoken word artist. You're a playwright. You're a motivational speaker. Talk to me about your ministry, Purposeful Expressions.
Well, it's kind of like I was saying. So everything that I express in my ministry is to honor Him, to glorify Him, to help someone else. So whether that's spoken word or through many of the monologues that I have or my play Purple Thorn, which basically chronicles my journey to Him through all the storms in my life. I especially want to honor Him for that and being able to minister to someone in drama or poem or spoken word. Basically, they see and it gives them the opportunity to just listen without, you know, like a lecture or something like that when people are trying to speak to you about something. And they can just recognize it, and they also get the victory out of it, because someone will come up to me and say, that was me, or I'm going through that right now, or you encouraged me. Thank you so much. That's really what I do in my ministry.
That's awesome, and thank you for your transparency, and thank you so much for helping other individuals through your ministry, Purposeful Expressions. Dawn, I want you to minister to someone that may be listening right now that was you, that was the earlier you. They may be going through child molestation or domestic violence or even sexual assault right now, and they just don't know what to do. I want you to speak to them as if they're standing in front of you. Could you do that for me?
Sure. Everything that you're going through, everything that you've been through, you understand. that it's not for you, that you're supposed to tell your story. Someone is waiting on you to share your pain. It may take a minute for you to get to the point where you can share, but during this period of time, seek God. Look to Him. Look to His Word, because He has already solved the problem. He is. If you're going through something right now, if you're going through a storm, I want you to remember that Jesus already conquered that. He walked over the things you think are going to drown you. He's already done that for you. So remember that. Hold on to that. And you can see outside yourself and understand the purpose for everything. Then you'll get through it. And then you will use your pain. And if you're not using your pain in a strategic manner, the devil isn't even thinking you're a threat. And you know what? I want to be a threat. I want everybody that I come in contact with that hears the words that I speak that God gives me, that they become a threat. They get their breakthrough, and that they start walking out and bring them to me. So hold on to Him. Praise Him. When you're looking for love, when you're looking at disappointment, it doesn't matter what it looks like. Look to God, and you're going to see Him. He is the light of the world, and if you can just focus on Him. One of the things I always say is no matter if the storm comes, I can always still see the sun. And just hold on to that.
Amen. So, Dawn, do you have any upcoming ministry events?
Well, right now I'm in talks with a couple of different places about bringing my Play Purple Storm to their church or to their conference. I also have a monthly event that I do called Soul Food Sunday. It's held at Mama Joe's Cafe, which is a local restaurant.
Can you say that again? You kind of broke up during that. Where is it located?
Mama Michelle's Cafe. She is located in the Victoria Shopping Center at 10811 Ultimate Road. And every third Sunday at 3 p.m., we have singers, we have spoken word artists, we have comedians that do clean comedy. We have so many people that want to minister in the way of expression to honor God. So everything is uplifting, or they may be doing gospel. So the goal is to just bring people together in this environment that makes you feel like you're home. And you can feel the love of God out in this restaurant. And for those 2 hours, we are honoring Him. Excuse me, we are honoring Him. But not everybody goes to church. And so we want a wonderful event, and people love it.
Awesome. So, Dawn, thank you so much for stopping by the show. Listeners, if you're in the Richmond area, it's Soul Food Sundays, and you can go out there and you can maybe participate, or you can see what Dawn is doing for God. So, Dawn, thank you so much for stopping by the show, and God bless you in all that you do.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, listeners, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come right back with author Kelly Cole. He's going to talk about his new book, Get Locked In. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Right, listeners, thanks so much for hanging out with us on today. You've been listening to Breathe Again, the radio show, and we just finished our interview with Dawn Howard. To learn more about her or to look at where she's going to be performing, you can go to her website, and that's itspurposeful.com. www.breathegainmagazine.com. Now we're going to go right into our author spotlight with friend of the show, Kelly Cole. This man does it all. He's a manager. He is an author. He is a publisher. I even think he raps and does beats. So welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. And he's a father. He's a husband. I don't know. I don't know how he does it all. And he goes on the road. So Kelly just released his new book, Get Locked In. And Get Locked In describes the essential components everyone needs to lock into their vision and accomplish goals. The components are broken down into easy-to-follow concepts that make getting locked in something anyone can achieve. What inspired you to write Get Locked In?
Really, it came from a lot of my coaching clients. You know, after our sessions, they would ask me, you know, how did I achieve such great level of focus? Like, why do I think the way that I do? Why, how am I so focused? And how do I maintain, you know, juggling so many things? Like you talked about, like, I do so many things. Like, I manage my son's Christian career. I have a marketing company. I have a book publishing company. I'm a dad. You know, I serve at my church. I travel. I do speaking engagements. I minister, a motivational speaker. So juggling all those things, you have to have a routine. You have to have a level of focus to maintain a level of excellence in doing them all.
Like, I love your book synopsis. It says, everyone has goals and dreams that need to be accomplished, and many desire direction in reaching those goals. If you have ever asked the questions, where do I start? How can I really get this done? You answer those questions in this book. So give us a few tips that we can find in the book.
Well, one of the things, you know, Locked In stands, it has an acronym, and the L is the most important part. It starts with what you're looking at. So what are you putting before your eyes? Because that's what ultimately you're going to produce. And the scary thing about that, a lot of times we allow people to put things before our eyes and not even knowing that we're producing what someone else is putting before us and telling us that we should do. So for me, I'm going to relate that to something, you know, practical. For me, you know, being a father, I know that my son is looking at me and that he's going to emulate whatever it is that he see me do. Because Jesus said it. He says, I can only do what I see my father do. So if my son sees me laying in the bed to you know, the afternoon, he don't see me up working, what is he going to do? He's going to emulate what he sees in me. So it starts with what you're looking at. What are you putting before your eyes?
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really awesome. And plug for Aaron. Aaron is doing big things. Aaron is Kelly's son. And talk a little bit about Aaron and his career and what he's doing. He's on the road now, like performing before thousands of people, but it didn't start like that. So talk a little bit about Aaron.
No, it didn't start at all. Man, I tell people this all the time. We started with a $10 mic I bought from Walmart and a $20 piece of software that I bought from GameStop. And here we are 14 years later. We've been faithful. We've worked hard. And now my son is playing in NBA arenas for thousands of people. So right now he's on tour with Toby Mac, and they're doing 30 cities all over the United States.
Wow. That's awesome. That really is. Like, just to see the progression and what you were doing, because you guys were showing up. You were showing up if it was 5 people or 20 people,
yeah,
or 10,000 people.
Yeah, definitely. So that leads right into the next acronym, the letter O. It stands for outwork. And one thing about us, we were willing to outwork everybody. So it didn't matter where the concert was. It didn't matter how many people it was going to be. We was going to be there, because one thing that we knew is it may have been one person that we were called to come and touch. And also it was a rep. You know, it prepared Aaron to handle the 10,000 seat arenas if he didn't have those reps in that practice. So we were willing to outwork everybody.
That's awesome. Go to the next acronym.
The next one is consistency. So you have to be consistent with your actions. And I talked about it. You have to have a daily routine and not waste time. You know, if we be real, time is money. So I have a daily routine that I do every day. So if you want me to tell you about it, I can go into that.
Absolutely.
So basically, I start my day, I usually get up about 5 o'clock. And of course, I start with prayer and devotion. Then I send my family a word for today, whatever it is that the Lord has laid on my heart to send to them. And then I actually read my goals. Yeah, it's via text because, you know, my family ain't up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm usually the only one up. So I send them a text, and they usually read it, you know, when they get up or throughout their day. And then the next thing I do is I read my goals. I have about 30 affirmations. And if you don't know what an affirmation is, it's I am. So statements that I speak over my life every day. Then I have about 7 scriptures that I read over my life every day. Then I read my to-do list. I read my goals, my short-term, long-term goals. And then I count my blessings. So every time something great happens or every blessing, I write it down. And every day I thank God for those blessings. And then I also thank God for the goals that I've already achieved for this particular year. So I do that every morning, no matter what, no matter where I am.
So if you go to bed, you're on the road, and you go to bed at 2 o'clock, you're still getting up at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. My body automatically gets me up at 5 o'clock. And here lately, I've actually been getting up at 4 or 4:30. So, yeah, it doesn't matter.
Wow.
I'm up at the latest 5.
Wow, awesome. Go through the next one.
And I left something out. I left something out, too. So the beginning of this year, I started going to the gym. So now I go to the gym for an hour, and I work out for an hour at the gym.
Every day?
So I've added every day.
Yeah. Wow, and you've lost some weight.
I lost about 35 pounds.
Wow.
I lost about 35 pounds. And it started with, too, you know, like I was on the road this past winter, and I looked at a picture of myself. I was like, I was disgusted. I was like, yo, I'm going to be writing a book about getting locked in and getting focused. And here I am looking this way. So I need to get locked in on my health and get focused on adding that to my routine. So I changed my diet and I started going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And been inspired by, you know, a friend of mine who's I call my MVP that's been on my team. So it's been good.
That's awesome. Awesome. You can run right through the entire list.
All right, let's go. So K stands for keen. And I think this is very important. So are you keen about what you're doing? So are you happy? Does what you do get you excited to get out of bed every morning? Because like I said, whether no alarm clock, I hate alarm clocks. So my body automatically wakes up 4:30, 5 o'clock every morning, no matter what time I go to bed, because I'm so excited to get to do what I do every day. All right, let's go to the next one. The next one is E, so evolve, so grow daily. Strive to become a more effective person and leader. So my goal is to grow daily, so to read, to study, you know, to find solutions, to be a better man than I was yesterday. And evolve in, you know, finding the right people. The key to being a great leader is finding the right people to be on your team. So, all right. And so the D stands for determine. So don't take no for an answer. So be persistent. One of my favorite scriptures I read every day is Matthew 7:7, which is ask, seek, and knock. And I read it in the Amplified, and it says ask and keep on asking, knock and keep on knocking, seek and keep on seeking. And for me, that means persistence, determination. So that's why I read that every day. The I stands for investigate. So find solutions. Like this, one of the things that frustrates me about, you know, this generation, they have so many different resources and options that we didn't have, like I didn't have when I was growing up. You know, if we wanted to research something, we had those old encyclopedias that our family had it in the corner.
Britannica or something?
Britannica.
Yeah.
Outdated. And nobody had the current year. You always had a year that was 5 years
old. Right. Things have changed in like 4 years.
Right. So, but think about this generation. They have Google. They have YouTube.
Google.
They have like so many resources, so many free apps. If you want to learn a new language, you can download a free app. If you want to learn how to be a graphic designer, you can go to YouTube and learn for free. But yet, so many of our young people are crying broke. So many of our young people, you know, are crying that there's no opportunities, but there's opportunities right. everywhere you look. You know, if I can give a practical tip right now, if a young person right now, they went to every local business in their area, and most of them have a local bulletin board where they have business cards. A lot of times I just do this for fun. I look on the business cards, and whoever don't have a website on their business card, I take the business card and I shoot them an email and I call them. I say, hey, I noticed you don't have a website. Would you like for me to build you one?
Look at you. Look at that.
Simple lead right there. Simple lead right there. And that's $1,000. And even if you don't know how to build a website, guess what? You can find somebody who can build a website. You pay them to build the website and you keep the difference.
Exactly.
So that's
when my kids come to me and ask me questions, I always say, Google it. Just Google.
Exactly. So, like I said, that's a 2018 solution for shoveling snow if you're too cold and you don't want to get out there and shovel the snow and make money like I did when I was young.
Yeah.
You know, that's easy. You can do that anytime.
Perfect.
All right. Go ahead.
Did you go through them all?
No, so the last one is N. Most important too. N stands for no. So get comfortable telling people no without feeling guilty or even explaining yourself. So if you're a young person, get comfortable telling your friends, no, I'm not hanging out this weekend. I'm working on a goal. I have a dream. I have purpose. I have something that I'm working towards. And if you're an older person, tell your older friends, no, I'm not going out to eat today. I'm not buying my lunch today. I'm bringing my lunch. I have a goal. I have a purpose. I have something that I'm working towards, and I need to keep all of my resources to help me push forward and go after my dream and my goal. So you have to be willing to say no and sacrifice some things and sacrifice some fun. I tell people this all the time. You got to be willing to do the hard stuff now so your life will be a lot easier later.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Kelly, how can the listeners purchase your book?
Definitely. My book is available on Amazon.com. You just search for Get Locked In. If you want a direct link, you can go to my website, MrKellyCole.com. It's just MrKellyCole.com.
Awesome. If someone's standing in front of you right now and they just don't know how to focus, what would you tell them? They say, I have so many things I have to do and I don't have time to get to what I really need to do. What would you say to them?
I would say, stop letting fear paralyze you. And here's the statement. Here's a statement that set me free. You don't have to get it right. You just got to get it going. Once you get it going, you can always improve upon it. And I'm going to give you a practical example of that. My book, Get Locked In, I just found out it had a lot of mistakes in it that my editor missed. But the key to that is, now that I have it out there, I'm getting so many more testimonials from people that's saying that the book is changing their lives than I am the people that's complaining about the mistakes. But because it's out there, I can improve upon it. Okay.
Yes.
So even with the mistakes, it's still changing lives, it's still making things happen, and it still hit the bestsellers list. So you don't have to get it right. You just got to get it going. And while other authors are waiting for their book to be perfect, people are reading mine.
I love it. I love it, love it, love it. Kelly, you are a friend to the show. You're welcome back anytime because I'm sure you'll have some more releases coming up. How many books have you wrote?
Oh, well, physical, I have about 7 paperback books, but in total, in like e-books and all of that, I've written over 50.
Amazing. And so the next time someone gives me an excuse, or I give myself an excuse, I'm going to say, well, Mr. Kelly Cole is a 2-time number one best-selling author. He's a master book publisher. He's a coach, entrepreneur, speaker and minister, CEO of Publishing Advantage Group, primetime marketing and road manager of Christian recording artist Aaron Cole. I'm going to look at that, and I'm just going to get up and do what I need to do. How about that?
There you go. Make it happen.
Yeah, any last words?
Hey, thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Amen. And listeners, if you want to check Kelly out, you can go to MrKellyCole.com. It's always a blessing, Kelly. God bless you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on today.
Thank you. Bless you. Shout out to my MVP.
Amen. All right, listeners, you have been listening to Breathe Again Radio Show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, and I'm so very excited to bring you these two guests on today. Thank you for those that are on the line listening. Thank you for those that are listening online. Thank you for those that will come back and listen to the archived program. So I'm excited. I'm excited that I was able to bring Dawn Howard to you. Go to itspurposeful.com and learn more about her. And Kelly Cole, go grab that book, Get Locked In. It's on all of those locations where you can purchase books, Amazon. Go to amazon.com and search for Get Locked In with Kelly Cole. If you want to learn more about him, you go to mrkellycole.com. You know, I always say, I never say goodbye. I always say until next time, God bless you and have a fabulous weekend.